Undead Voices from the Grave by Rodney Taylor Sr. Shortly before dawn, the doors yawn as if living sarcophaguses. The sound echoes in this industrial mausoleum, and ad nauseam the undead emerge, some with lifeless eyes, some with doleful expressions, others with perpetual scowls. Yet one thing is the same. We all bear the crushing burden of death's cow. A staccato of death rattles as doors close. Some of the interred prefer to remain entombed, consumed by the gloom of this hellish catacomb. Presumed to be dead, they prefer living death instead. Sad that, but some must fall to give cause to the defiant ones who rise with fire in their eyes. We are in constant contention with the state's intention for our demise. Our determination, it is second nature, for self-preservation is the first law of nature. A litany of commands, like a puppeteer's hands, manipulating, controlling, agents of the state. They pummel us with thousands of blows of death. There is no relief. Bereft of peace, we are steeped in grief, but we, the defiant ones, we refuse to concede defeat. Weeping with our pens, we speak words seldom heard, preferred to be left unsaid, testimonies from the undead. Thus, we step forth wheezing. Life still fills our lungs. Not done, we labor through this lily life because we must. Our existence and the state in which we exist are integral to the human experience. Therefore, our lives, individually and collectively, are not mere happenstance, the result of some theoretical bang. There is purpose even within these walls that wail with the tales of countless condemned souls whose ghosts roam these halls and pace this yard. For though this building is new, this unhallowed ground is the same, saturated with the blood, sweat, and tears of both prisoners and slaves. Just put your ears to the ground. Listen for the names, whispers from the grave. I breathe for the slaves who plowed the fields that yielded this plantation of steel. I breathe for all the faceless who have fallen, as well as those whose names have been recorded. Over 5,000 people have been executed in this country within the last century, 306 in this state alone. 33 of those were men I knew, some I called friend, all were my brothers. And let us not forget the 17 others who died of natural causes with extenuating circumstances, and the one other who left this place his own way. Oh, my eyes, they have seen much death. They have wept. In fact, the tears still fall. This mourning seems to be without end. Such a sad reality, this. We are called dead men walking. Well, we are talking to. Hear us. We are undead. Voices from the grave.